Some Love Is Blind thoughts after the reunion, Nick and Vanessa Lachey edition. They're bad at their jobs. If you leave a reunion episode of a show about dating without knowing which couples are in fact dating still, then the hosts have failed their one job. They're the most uncomfortable couple I've ever been around, and I'm watching from home. I can't imagine what it's like to be their friend. They're Michael Scott and Jan at the dinner party on The Office. It's like having an aunt and uncle who should get divorced that we just have to sit with once a year. It makes a shiver go down my spine, hoping that I don't get stuck in a loveless marriage. Who was Nick Lachey to judge Trevor? Yeah, he did bad, but like the moral high ground he had, ugh. I don't know which Nick Lachey had wronged to make Jessica Simpson leave their marriage and become a billionaire, and then him leave his marriage and then be stuck in what looks like hell. Some love is blind.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We opened with our favorite comedian.
Oh, my God.
Well, my favorite comedian. I don't want to speak for both of us.
No, that's pretty accurate.
But his name is Jared, and his last name is Freed, F-R-E-I-D, on Instagram. He was just in Buffalo. But he watches shows that we watch, like Bachelor and Love is Blind, and he puts his thoughts out there about them, and I could listen. I could, like, watch him watch shows, and it's the most entertaining thing.
It's so funny.
So we wanted to open with his thoughts on Love is Blind, because we will get to our thoughts, and our thoughts are essentially his thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we could just play his whole thing.
Yeah, he said it better.
Yeah,
he did. But this is Faith.
This is Anna.
Welcome to our podcast, guys. Hey. We are back recording on our old recording platform.
Yeah, so hopefully
you'll actually get this podcast in timely manner.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we're not on Kenny G's Riverside anymore.
I know.
They were like trying to get us to like buy shit and stuff too.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me, I'm not paying for this. So if our podcast is no longer on, it's because somebody asked us to pay for something.
Yeah.
We're like, no, thank you.
And we're done.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And that's it. And scene.
Yeah. That was our life as podcasters. And now we're done.
Once you ask for any money.
Now we're done. I was laughing because, as you guys know, Anna is running for board trustee of Hamburg.
Yes, I am.
The home of alligators, which is like.
Hamburg can't seem to get their shit together lately.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Hamburg. But anyways, I did a post on Instagram about her, and then I was like, I love being your podcast partner until you run for president. Then we're going to have to delete all podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
All podcast episodes.
It might be content before president that we have to do. Also, I am not doing anything other than The Village.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
I am like, I have to be what politicians think are. I have my political advisors, I like to call them. Yes. Who have like told me like how to handle things and like kind of prep me on some stuff. And all I can think of is they are probably like, God, this girl better not run for anything else, because she really just doesn't. She doesn't want to listen to anything. Like, she just.
Well, and I think
does her own thing.
The funny thing is that people who run for politics necessarily aren't always the best candidates or the people who should. Like, I mean, like, I'm going to be honest. We said we're going to talk about politics, but the presidential election is like actually depressing, because I'm like, God, is there like nobody else? Like, I have a well-spoken coworker who I think might be a better president than these two. But the problem is that we don't get real people to run for these positions because they're just like you. And you're like this amazing, authentic person.
Oh, thank you.
And so people are like, you should be in these positions. And then when you start to go through the process, you're like, oh, this feels uncomfy. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. It is a little uncomfy. Number one. Okay. So I've got a lot of work, and I've already decided that you need to help me with this because it is all your fault. No, you're not going to like this.
Oh.
So I had to make my Instagram public. Okay. Oh. Now, I didn't want to do that for several reasons. One of them being that I post a lot of stuff about my kids.
I know.
And I don't like that. And even though God knows what my kids are doing on social media, so really that could just cancel it all out. However, it made me deeply uncomfortable. So let me tell you, I had like over 200 people before I went public, I had over 200 people sitting in the queue of people who wanted to follow me. And I'm like, I don't know if I know them. So no, I'm not going to accept that. As soon as I hit public, all of them now follow me. I'm like, no, now I have strangers following me.
Oh.
It makes me so uncomfortable. I don't like this at all. I hate this. I hate
it
here.
So we have to go through and like filter when you're done? Is that
oh, yeah. When
I'm
we're done,
with?
I okay. have to, all right. first okay. of all, like make it private again, yes. and then go through and like kick all the, because you know those like random guys, yeah. like the super hot doctor who's single and just looking for a soulmate, like now that son of a bitch is following me, and you know it's like some 75-year-old woman in New Jersey. Like, it's just not, I don't like it. Ugh.
I mean, in my defense, I've been public for a long time and no super hot doctors have slid into my DMs. Just people like, I went and bought a box color from Wegmans. How do I fix it?
And I'm
like,
geez.
My life sucks.
You don't. That's what happens. You don't fix it. Yeah. So it just makes me like uncomfortable.
It is my fault. I told her she had to be public.
I know. And I get it. I know why. But I just wish that Instagram had the option like Facebook does where certain posts can be public.
Oh, yeah.
Also, can we talk about... So do you remember the very first time I did the wedding dress video
on my Facebook?
Okay, so last week, some woman on Facebook shared it. She lives in like Tennessee. And I'm like, how do I... Number one, why does she share that? Number two, like, what is happening? Why is this happening?
How did you find out she shared it?
Because I got a notification.
What did she share it to?
Her Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like,
did you read what she said?
She didn't say anything. She just shared it.
Oh, yeah.
That's creepy to me, Faith.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like them.
You're becoming famous.
I don't. Oh, my God. Gross.
Your number one fan is some rando in Tennessee sharing your wedding.
I know. Dress. I mean, it was a hilarious video. But also, don't share my stuff. Ugh.
Wow.
This is why I'm not a politician.
Yeah, that's okay. You can be our politician.
Thank you.
We believe in you.
Thank you.
And then the rest of you will be private on Wednesday.
Private.
I'm so glad you had a job for me, because I'm like, you have all these like, I will be honest, I always know where I stand with Anna, except in her political campaign. Because I bring nothing to the table other than bullying, pressuring people to... pressuring people to vote. And I'm like, I feel like you have like really intelligent, amazing advisors and people around you giving you great advice.
It's literally and two people.
I feel like Uncle Randy in The Vacation. In like The Vacation series. Like, I'm like, hey, what do you need? You're like, nothing. You're great right over there.
Yeah.
Like, with some distance. And I'm like, I feel so bad because I want to help. The intention is to help. But
yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know what I even need help on. That's the thing is, I'm like, I don't know. I got an email. So this is going out on Monday. So at this point, maybe we should not air this until Wednesday. But I got an email. This is what I'm learning. Okay. So what I'm learning is that, number one, nobody in the village votes for these elections. That's what I'm learning. So I had a conversation and it turns out that in the last election in 2022, like 200 people voted. And then in the election before that in 2020, like 100 people voted. And then in the election before that, like 50 people voted, because typically they are uncontested elections. So people just don't vote.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure people vote. That's what I'll do.
Yes. That is what I need.
I'm going to send out text messages to like all of my friends the morning of that live in the village to be like,
perfect.
Hey, just a reminder, head over to Village Hall today.
Yeah.
Vote Masucci. Keep it Gucci. Or I'm going to kick you in the Gucci.
Okay, I love this.
Oh, okay.
I love this for us. Like, yeah,
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah, please.
I'll manhandle people to get them to those polls.
Yeah, she's not going to threaten anybody, though.
No, I'm not going to threaten them. They're all my friends and I love them, but I'm just going to nicely urge them to please go to the polls. And I'm going to make sure they know which one.
Yes, thank you. That's all I need. That's exactly what I need.
That's what I'll do.
So I'm learning stuff. And what I learned is that the village typically does not have a contested race. So that's why people don't vote. So please go out and vote, because literally every vote matters. They have to do a recount if it's within either 0.5, which we probably won't get to the point where it needs to be 0.5 percent, or within 20 votes.
Which, yeah, when you have 200 people going, that's...
Yeah. Exactly.
But like, we're going to have, shit. I want to like break records. We're going to have like,
that's
the most
what I want to do.
Yeah.
I said 500. I would be win or lose. If at least 500 people get out and vote, yeah. I would be super happy about that.
All right. We'll take it.
But I mean, I'd love to get more than that. I don't
I mean,
think
I
that's going to break
say
a
600.
Record.
I was going
to
say six.
I feel
six
like we'd have to
number.
Hit like more than that.
Yeah.
In order to break a record. Well, we'd not, have to be like in the thousands.
Well, we're going
to
break a record in the past 10 years.
A decade. Yes, that's
record.
Fair. Yeah,
decade.
Exactly.
In a first time in a decade. That's what we can go.
Yes.
With.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Anyways,
I feel like I was gonna say. Oh, so I got a letter that about. This is how much I don't understand politics. I got a letter from the village saying that I could designate poll watchers, and I was like, I don't.
Please,
I don't
let me
even
be
know.
Well, a poll watcher.
I missed the deadline, so I don't think I can anymore.
I would have worn a shirt that says security. I would have cricketed it myself.
You can't legally do that. The whole point is poll watchers can't be intimidating.
Well, why the fuck do you need them? What are they supposed to do? Shake your hand? What are they doing? What's the point of them?
Okay, so I guess it's like when because I'm
a poll watcher.
I know. I had to ask. I'm like, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, what
and
is that?
So I guess they're people who can like go in during the election and kind of like keep an eye on the polls. Like you can't be intimidating. Candidates are not allowed to be in the area.
Okay.
And you have to like be like, I guess. If you ask them, like, hey, what are the polls looking like? You have to show them this piece of paper that you're allowed to be there. And, like, I have to sign it. And I don't – but, like, what – I don't want to know.
What is the point of the – oh.
Because people will want to, like, keep tally, I guess. But I don't – I can't handle that. No, I don't want to know.
I will set up
– I want to know at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Just tell me who wins. Like, this is all I want to know here.
I mean, I also – I mean, I'm a lacrosse mom this season. I got a chair I can set up right outside.
You can't be within 100 feet. So you have to go across the street. Holding a sign, that's what you could do. You and Alex across the street
just
in the
like
Rise
say
parking
anything
lot.
With a boombox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Will you just keep – what song would you play over and over again on the boombox?
What song would you want?
I don't know.
There's Eye of the so Tiger, Fighter. Ooh. We'll do a whole girl power.
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah, we'll do like a girl power playlist.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm into this.
We're just going to sit across the street.
Yeah, because you can't be within 100
with
feet
a sign,
of the polling place.
And I'm going to wear my security shirt.
Yeah. We're going to bring the security shirt back. And then, yeah, you guys can do that.
No. I'll wear a shirt that just says Gucci and his will say Masucci.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, I love that.
And then on the back, I'll put Coochie. And if I see that someone looks like another voter, I'll be like, Coochie!
I'm going to punch you in it. Yeah.
Not
also,
intimidating.
I'm not sure if Alex is available that day or not.
So also, I feel like I'm going to put the Coochie shirt on him. I'm going to be honest. But anyways, speaking of popular.
Tell me.
Okay, so it's Lent right now, which I realize it's Lent and it happens every year. So I don't feel as though like Lent should be a surprise. Mm.
It does change every year.
It does change every year, in fairness.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why is getting a fish fry on a Friday harder than getting Taylor Swift tickets?
Where are you getting them from?
Anywhere.
Okay, so I'll give you some insider info.
Well, we got one last week.
Oh.
Because we ordered it at 11:20 in the morning and had an assigned pickup time at 3:30.
Where'd you get it from?
JP's.
Okay, so I heard my friend Margo actually.
We have the fish fry scoop, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I heard, actually.
My friend Margo did like a whole thing of like the best fish fries. So she has tried all of them.
Okay.
And the best one is from the Knights of Columbus in the Village.
Okay, what time do they sell out though?
No. So what you have to do, because she made this mistake last year, is you have to call them ahead of time. Yeah. You have to basically make a reservation.
Yes. That's what we had to do last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What time do they start taking calls? For a time to pick up. We'll have to find this out.
I don't know. I will find that out.
We're going to find out. I'm going to call the fish fry lady.
I'm sure she loves being known as that. She's in her 30s. Let's not call her that. And she's single. So let's definitely not call her the fish fry lady. That'll ruin any chances. Also, if you have any men available in their 30s, please let me know.
We'll just go through the ones that are sending you messages at your
I know, right? No.
Your public
the
Instagram
catfishers?
And just send them over to her.
Yes. Can you please, please find out if this man is
But
real?
It is so hard to get a fish fry on Fridays. And every single Friday at the salon, all we do is hear people while they're in salon. Oh, yeah, I'm here for my appointment. Any appointment that is between like 2 and 6 on a Friday. They're like, and then after this, I was just going to go pick up a fish fry, take it home. And we're like, have you called? Did you call yet? Do you know what? If you haven't called, you're not getting one. Like 2 o'clock, you're not getting one. And then we watch them frantically call while their hair is processing.
Oh my God.
And they're all on the phones like they're waiting for fucking Ticketmaster to let them in the room.
This is crazy.
And then one will be like, I got in. Hold on. Hold on. She's like, how many do you have available? Do you have more? There's 3 more available. What? Okay. Thank you. And it's like, it sounds like a fucking auctioneer's house at our salon between the hours of 2 and 6 because everybody is trying to get a fucking fish fry. Waterstone is sold out. Okay. Oh, JP's has one more. Okay. Ebenezer Ale House. Oh, okay. We got like the places that are being thrown. I mean, it is literally watching women fight for their lives to bring fish fry home for their families.
And I'm like, understand
this. Can these restaurants not order more fish?
Yeah. Like, why are they only doing that on Friday?
Can we get extra staff?
Are there that many Catholics?
I mean, apparently. And they all come to our salon.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there. Hold on. Margo wrote back. I asked her about the protocol.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you have to look them up on Facebook to find the number and call an order in advance. You can stay and sit by making a reservation. I'm using air quotes around reservation because it's also the Knights of Columbus. But you got to call for takeout anyway. It opens at noon.
Oh, see? I would love to know what time they sell out by.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
Hold on.
I can't just do
text. We're getting the scoop. We're getting the scoop, guys. We're getting the scoop.
All right.
Anyways, but yeah, I just had to talk about fish fries because I'm on a real rant about that.
Yeah, I actually almost got one the other day, but they were out. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, well, not shocked.
Also, Brian said it best when he said, I've never felt good about myself after having a fish fry.
Well, I will say the reason I like JP's is because I don't like lemon pepper fish. I don't know why. I think I got food poisoning.
Does that exist?
Well, because that's like what the option most places give. If you don't want it fried, we'll do like a lemon pepper. Or they do like, I don't know, some sort of seasoning on it. I'm like, bleh. And I got.
Just broil it with salt and pepper. That's all you got to do.
Oh, no.
Let's not overcomplicate
this. My friend.
Uh-oh.
JP's does their broiled fish because I can't have the fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
I will die a slow gluten death if I have a fish fry. They have a broiled fish that they do in butter and they crisp the outside like a fucking creme brulee.
Excuse me?
The pieces are crispy, but there's no breading on them. It's just a crisp fish. And then you cut into it and it flakes off like a fucking steak. And it is like coated in butter, but it's phenomenal. So the way that there's no lemon pepper or all these weird ass seasonings, it's just butter and fish.
Ooh.
But the way that they make it, it's like crisp.
Ooh.
And literally you go into it and it just falls apart like a steak, like a really well cooked steak. Ooh. So I'm really picky because I only like that fish.
I just got to rewind. Does steak fall apart? I feel like steak shouldn't be flaky.
Wow.
Do you mean like salmon?
Like salmon. Let's go.
Okay. I'm like, I don't think
like
you're
a really good
steak.
Like beef stew. Like,
oh,
you know.
Where it like melts off the bone.
Just melts off the bone.
Yes.
That's kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That makes more sense. I'm like, what kind of flaky steak are you eating?
My steak just flakes apart.
When it's expired, and they cook it, and then it just... when it falls off
when
the
it
bone,
falls off the
that's
bone.
The thing for
that's
being.
The term.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm not familiar with my meat sayings. We are in Lent.
I'm just picturing steak flake. And I'm like, that sounds so bad.
Although I had a little bougie date last night with Dan, aww, which I deserved after what happened to me, which we'll get into.
Oh, I cannot wait.
But we went
Where'd
to this,
go?
We went to St. Mary, which is brand new. It's not
Never
brand,
even
brand
heard
new.
Of
it's
it.
Opened in like, I think December.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very bougie lounge bar.
Mm.
And first of all, they have a bathroom and the entire bathroom.
Wait.
First of all,
they have a bathroom.
Real fancy. You got- There's a fucking bathroom.
Go ahead.
It is all black, including the toilet paper.
No.
Yes.
That should not be on your vagina.
Yes. Yeah, probably not. But it was amazing. And
that is like, there's color
wait,
on that.
Wait, toilet I just realized paper. That all the things that just made me excited about this place is going to do the opposite for you.
Yeah.
There's also a bowl of cigarettes in the bathroom.
What? What the heck? This place sounds terrible. What? First of all, they're breaking laws. Do you smoke in the bathroom?
No, it has a big no smoking sign. It's like, it's meant to look like this like flapper lounge. That's the vibe. The girls wear flapper dresses.
Yeah, until people start stealing those cigarettes because they're like $20 a
pack.
You're
supposed to. You're supposed to take one.
That's crazy. What is their overhead? Just based on the cigarettes and the black toilet paper.
Well, I will say I don't know how sustainable this idea is in somewhere like Buffalo, but as someone who's very bougie and obnoxious and loves, obviously, bad taste in things like
or
black
like
toilet paper.
Smoking and...
I mean, I was like, I feel like I am in college again. This bathroom has cigarettes in it. Anyways, they have very bougie drinks and... They are one of the only restaurants in Buffalo that I know of. There may be more. And if there are, please send them my way because I love, love good caviar. And they have caviar tastings. It's literally caviar and drinks.
Huh.
Phenomenal. So it's not somewhere you go for like dinner because you will leave hungry and you will have spent a mortgage there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No part of this sounds good.
It was amazing.
First of all, I'm walking out with a UTI. Second of all, I've now...
And lung cancer.
Yeah, and UTI and lung cancer. And now, I don't know why lung cancer was funny. I'm sorry. And now I'm still hungry and drunk.
Yes!
And I've spent $1,000.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it.
I don't... This is okay.
I went and I got the caviar. If you like caviar, though, like if you do, if you're someone, it was so buttery and it was so fucking good.
What did
like
you eat every, it on?
So I got the well, this is what brings me to my story.
Oh.
Because this place is very fancy and it's very weird. It has leopard carpeting on the whole floor.
Okay, Faith, where were you? A bar with carpeting.
Yes.
We're talking JP's circa 2001.
I know. It had carpeting on the whole thing. It was leopard carpeting.
This place is asking for some kind of bacterial infection.
I'm going to take you there.
I can't wait. I'm going to eat before I go.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay. So go ahead.
So the caviar is so good. I got the caviar roll. So it's a little like roll thing, but it has like the creme fraiche and the caviar and whatever. And the only reason I got it was because that was $20 and I really wanted caviar. The next like level up of that for any sort of caviar dish was $100 and I didn't want to spend that because it was just me. So that was the way I had to get the caviar because I couldn't get anything else.
Because Dan doesn't eat it.
Yeah. And Dan doesn't believe in spending that much money on caviar.
Okay. Yeah, go Dan. That's the Capricorn.
Yeah. So anyways, but one of the things they offer is called the caviar bump. It mm-hmm. says you can get a bump of caviar. And I was like looking at our waitress and I was like, I already was not cool. Dan and I were the oldest people there. There were Margot. There were very attractive men there, though.
I like that you whisper that into a microphone.
Yeah.
That records on a podcast.
Well, Dan was like, I feel like we're in California. Dan loved the vibe of it. He loved it. He was like, this is great. Feels like we're in California right now. There were very good looking men there, I will say that. And women. Mm-hmm. But like, you don't really always see very good looking men around Buffalo. There were very good looking men. Very. Dan literally said, I feel like we're in California right now. Like, wow. It was a whole different clientele.
Huh.
But anyways, like, we were the oldest ones in there. And then, like, I was like, look at the bathroom. I'm taking pictures everywhere like an amateur. Like, everybody there was very cool, like, you know, and, like, the cigarettes. And it was this whole vibe. So then I look and I was like, I really want caviar. And the next up thing from the bun was the bump. And I looked at the girl and I was like, so I just want to ask you, like, is this caviar bump, is that like cocaine?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what they call cocaine, is like a bump of cocaine.
I didn't know that.
So I was like, this is just food, right? They're passing out cigarettes in the bathroom. I wanted to make sure I knew what I was ordering.
They can't charge you for cocaine. It's not a cocaine restaurant. What is happening? That's why the caviar is so expensive. The caviar is a cover for cocaine. What is happening in Buffalo? Jesus.
This is hands down the worst review this restaurant has ever received. And I actually had a phenomenal time there. I just want to say that. What fish information did you get? Because your face just blew up.
No, it's because Brian keeps cleaning my vacuums and showing me how disgusting we are.
Oh, Brian. Ew. Brian, stop. You're ruining it. Turn your phone off. We're talking about restaurants.
I did get an update on the fish fry, though.
Oh, let's get the update.
Okay, so Margo said she doesn't know, but she called it like 2 or 3, and it was either a 4 or 7 p.m. pickup.
Oh, that's actually really good. Yeah. Okay, I'm showing you pictures of St. Neri.
Fine. I'll look through it. What? Are those curtains all around?
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a speakeasy.
They shouldn't have that if they're selling cigarettes.
No, they're free.
Oh, I'm sorry. They shouldn't have that if they allow smoking in there.
Yeah, no, it says no smoking.
Where is this?
It's on Lexington Ave, our old street. It's where Vera's was.
Oh, Vera's close. This is how far out.
Yes.
Whoa. What? I'm sorry.
Let's see. What?
Who is that? Is that St. Neri?
Let me see.
I can't zoom in.
I am telling you, it was very good looking men at this restaurant. Oh, look at here's the caviar. That's the caviar dishes they have. It's really nice.
I'm in for
it's
the
beautiful.
Chips. I can't hold on. I need my readers. This is how old I am. Okay.
Right.
What? What the hell is this? Why is there a wand in this drink? What is this?
I don't know.
Is that tweezers?
They're Listen, all really creative drinks.
No. If you need tweezers to put something in my cocktail, I don't trust you. I don't trust
Maybe
you at
Maybe
that's all.
The bump. Guys, it really was very good. And if you like caviar and really nice drinks, I recommend you going there.
And UTIs.
Although I will never be welcomed back if anyone from that restaurant listens to this podcast.
Oh, I'm going to assume no one from that restaurant listens to
yes,
this podcast.
Yes, not our demographic. Not
Can
our
you
demographic.
Show me photos of the bathroom. I can't believe you put black toilet paper. Like, that's essentially just like put like crepe paper.
It felt like crepe paper.
Oh, my God. You need to call your doctor. This is not okay. What the hell?
I made Dan use it too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, so this is, they don't have pictures of their inside.
I thought you took photos.
No. Oh, did I?
You just said you took a bunch of photos.
Well, then I felt stupid, so I stopped.
I can't.
No. Oh, you can see the leopard carpeting in the background.
Oh, okay. What? Faith, I can't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's leopard. I'd say that's more like jaguar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jaguar carpeting. Yeah. So anyways, I had a fantastic time. And honestly, as someone who trips and falls a lot, as we'll get into, I really appreciated the carpeting under me. I felt supported.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We have to get into my wait what. I actually want to bring Dan in on this.
Now you tell me. We just started recording.
I know. Should I get Dan?
Yeah.
Because I think he actually needs to tell this because I am a synonymous exaggerator.
Yeah.
And I need
synonymous.
Isn't that like a lot? No. I'm trying to be fancy. I'm hanging out with a politician now. I'm trying to up my vocab. I'm using black toilet paper and eating caviar and hanging out with politicians. Which is actually a great lead up to the story, by the way. This is a great lead up.
Go get Dan. All right. We'll be right back. Okay, we brought him back up for this part of the episode.
My husband Dan is here. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Are you high?
I'm not high. No.
It was St. Patrick's Day, though. He did drink.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently you just gave me straight vodka. So
and Guinness.
Yeah. Ooh, good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
So okay. I have to preface the story. I had to bring in what?
Okay. Since Dan is here, can we talk about that place you guys went to, the caviar place?
Sure. St. Neri?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black toilet paper?
I didn't use it, but yes, I viewed it. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like a UTI, right?
It doesn't sound ideal.
I told her, I was like, we went to this great place at black toilet paper to pull the cigarettes. And she's like, that sounds terrible.
I wouldn't have led with those things. it was very nice. Yeah.
It was nice.
Did you eat the caviar?
No. No, I had a meatball sandwich.
Oh, they have other food?
Well, food is generous.
Okay.
It was a large. It was like a small. It was like a puck, hockey puck sized.
Okay.
At best.
Yeah.
So it didn't fill you up at all. But but you were there for the drinks and the ambiance.
Yeah. We're never going to be there again if anyone listens.
Obviously the black toilet paper. But
I mean that
it was a cool space.
And the free cigarettes though. I mean,
there weren't any in the bathroom I went to. Somebody must have taken them all.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have taken one myself, but I wanted to at least view it because I felt somewhat like I was a poser and trying too hard. I felt like I was, you know, I was the oldest in the room, but to view the cigarettes in the bathroom would have felt pretty validating.
Mm-hmm. Weren't there beautiful people there, though? Like men and women, it was like,
okay, yeah, sure.
No, like it was very good looking people. It felt like we were in California. You said that.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very beautiful people. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not answering that. Yeah. Okay.
I've been married too long. Not falling for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Okay. Yeah. Now go on with your story.
So for people who don't know, Dan is a principal and I won't say where. Now I guess I'm like a principal's wife, right?
Is that?
I think that's
she's like
confirmed.
First lady.
Yeah.
Well, like you know, you just feel like you're the principal and you're their wife, and I know other principals' wives, and they're all like very proper and like I don't know, just not me. Like I just feel like there's not a place for me at these things. Like Dan's like, oh, there's an administrative happy hour, you should come, and I'm like, we should wait till you're tenured, because like I don't have it in me to know how to come across always in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. And I'm so tired that by the time it takes so much out of my social battery and like I'm not a fake person. Mm-hmm. And so like it's hard for me. And my job in customer service, I sometimes have to not say how I feel about things. Mm-hmm. And it is very hard for me to do that. So to have to go somewhere socially and continue to do that is like takes a lot out of me.
Right.
So I try not to put myself in that position. But there was a musical last night at his school and he had to, you know, he wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. And it's a musical I love. So he's like, do you want to come with me? And Ken had something anyways. I said, this will be nice. We'll have a date night. I'll go with you. So I was a little stressed out because I'm like, I have to look nice. I have to look like a principal's wife. I probably shouldn't wear the stuff I normally wear. You know, so I'm like trying to find like somewhat of a conservative outfit, which...
What? It's not the White House.
No, but Jesus. I just don't want to like show up and have like, no, you know, I don't wear bras. You know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought my outfit was kind of conservative. He's giving me a look.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah.
But I had these silky, it's leather material, but they're big, like wide legs, like flowy leather pants. And I wore
none of that makes sense to me in my head.
They're wide leg.
Yes,
pants,
I got that part.
But
of
they're
it,
really but the they're flowy, soft. They look leather, but they're secretly soft.
Okay,
they're from American Eagle.
Okay,
so they're not stiff like leather.
Mm-hmm.
And I had stilettos on, which I don't wear stilettos a lot anymore.
Did Drake teach you nothing?
Yeah. Well, I figure we're sitting the whole time. This is like a show. It's a theater. It's a walk to and from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have the stilettos. Look at his face already. I have these stilettos.
I have a face for radio.
And these silk pants on. And we are sitting.
Silk leather pants.
Silk leather pants. And we're sitting in our seats. And the way that it works at his school is there's a balcony, but I want to be clear. The balcony is not separate from the auditorium. It's all like the main auditorium's kind of more flat and open. Mm-hmm. And then near the back of the auditorium, there's steps and it's like stadium style seating.
I know exactly what you're
talking about. Separated.
Yep.
Okay. Like a balcony level. It's all one level.
Yes.
So we're in the balcony. And then I just need to also explain to people the way the stairs go on the balcony is there's a step, and then like a little bit like a landing, and then a step, a landing. So where the landings are, it's a little bit longer than the steps. So if it's dark and you're going step, and you expect another step and there's not a step, you need to understand that. So I have my kids on emergency override because Keely is in college. Kennedy usually has her life 360 off. Look at him already. I have my emergency override on just in case my kids have to contact me, and I keep my phone on silent most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot my phone. My kids don't contact me a lot. During the second act of the musical, my phone goes off.
Oh, God. That would never happen to the other principal
loud,
wives.
Loud, obnoxious ringer.
Oh my God. Loud. And I'm like, oh my God. And I don't have my phone in my pocket.
Oh, no.
I had it buried deep in my purse.
Oh, yes.
So I open up my purse and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm all flustered. And I see that it's Kennedy calling. I turn it off. And then when I press the side button, turn off, it didn't turn off. It just went quieter. And I'm like, turn off. Like, I am so, everyone around us is staring. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed that my phone went off during a production. Mm-hmm. And I'm Dan's wife. And here I am trying to be nice. And we should let it be known. We sat in this like student teacher section. So it was all like most of his coworkers and students were sitting around us. Okay.
Not a great example, Dan.
Yeah. So my phone goes off and I'm like all flustered. And I look and I'm like, oh my God, it's Kennedy calling. So I'm like, I didn't answer. This bitch is going to keep calling me. Because if you have a teenager, you know, they continuously keep calling.
Yep,
so I open up my contacts quick and I'm like, I don't know how to turn off the emergency override. So I'm like, I'm just going to go outside and I'm going to call her back. So I throw my purse at Dan and I go, here, hold this. Because I'm really flustered and honestly embarrassed and mortified that my phone went off during a production because that is like so rude and I'm so embarrassed. So I get up and I can't see the stairs because it's very dark. So I go step for the ledge and I step again thinking there's another step. So I'm bracing myself to angle down and my heel gets stuck in my pant leg.
I'm sorry.
Down I went hard.
Yep.
Dan.
I watched it all unfold.
I go down so hard. The only thing I remember seeing is I went to reach for a railing
and
there wasn't one because there actually doesn't need to be because the steps aren't fucking steep. But I go to reach for a railing there and I grab some man at some
Kid,
point.
I think maybe a student.
It was a student. I grabbed them. Because I was going down and I need to hold on to something. And I made a bunch of sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very graceful. All of it.
It was a spectacle. This is after everyone started looking because my phone went off. Mm-hmm. My shoe is stuck in my pant. I go fucking blowing down.
Meanwhile, this poor girl on stage is singing her heart out.
Yes.
It was like a solo.
It was a solo. It was a quiet part. agree. It was the quietest part of this fucking show.
It might have been a cappella.
It was like a pivotal emotional song.
Yeah.
And my fucking phone's going off. Sounds like the Mario Brothers. That's like,
it was not great.
And then I'm like, I gotta go. And like me realizing that it was Ken and me getting up to go was in like a 2 second flash because I was like, she's gonna keep calling.
Oh my
God. That all happened quickly. Like from the time the ringer stopped to when I got up to go and I took 3 steps and just bit it and went all the way down the fucking stairs.
Oh my God, everything hurts. Right,
and then I went, whoa! Because I'm like, and I grabbed a child apparently. I thought it was an adult. I grabbed someone to try to stop from falling. It did not help. I went barreling down the stairs.
Oh, it was all in front of about four solid rows of students.
Of students.
High school students.
Mm-hmm. And then I get to the bottom and I'm down and I shut up and I ran towards the exit door because I just wanted to. I never walked so fast. My face, I have never. It takes a lot to actually embarrass me. You know, I've been through some shit. I don't ever get embarrassed. I was mortified.
High schools make people embarrassed. I don't know what it is, but you ultimately all of a sudden get back into that mode of being embarrassed.
Oh my God.
And I was meeting a lot of people for the first time last night as his wife. So I bolt for the door and I go through the door and then Dan goes, that door slammed behind you. God. Slammed.
It's like Donkey Kong had just went out. Nothing graceful about any of that.
And then his students talking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
was
my
that,
God.
Did you see that woman? Was that Mrs. Ryford? That was Mrs. Ryford's wife. Was that Mrs. Ryford's wife? Yes, it was. He's sitting there with her purse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how glad I am that you were in this room.
I want to see what your face looked like when I did all of that. Do you know how many people were like, was Dan concerned? Did he help you? I'm like, no.
It all happened so fast. No, no.
It happened so fast.
I held your purse.
My mortification was like through. And then I go in the hall like, Ken, what's up? Hi, this is Claire. This is Ken Trent. She wants to know if she can use her Apple Pay. I'm like, I'm going to fucking murder.
That's why I need to turn that
murder
on your phone.
Murder this child.
Of course, it was not
go,
an emergency.
I just fell down a flight of stairs to answer this phone call.
Oh, my God.
And then her friend's like, oh, my gosh, are you okay, Mrs. Rafer? It wasn't even Ken. She had her fucking friend call me to ask me. And I was like, no, I'm actually not okay, Claire. Where's my kid? I'll go get her for you.
I'm sorry, but the Donkey Kong.
That's what I looked like. Barreled down, and then I barreled out. So here's the best part. The maintenance man was out in the hallway.
There's the better part!
The maintenance man was out in the hallway, and he heard me telling my daughter I just fell down a flight of stairs, and then Dan comes out into the hallway, and
no,
he goes,
no, you texted me.
Oh, I texted you because they needed
and
you to help.
You said
with
they need you out here.
Yeah, which they did. They had to have Dan help with something. So Dan comes out there, and they're like, he's like, oh, right in the auditorium. He's like, you know, we got cameras in there. We could probably see this. So the best part is it's on video. And I'm pretty sure Dan's going to view it on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, without
will
a
you
doubt.
Please share.
Oh, yes.
Yep. That was like the time that I dropped garbage on myself with the dumpster.
Yes.
Oh, we still watch that video sometimes.
That is an amazing video.
It really is. And you see other people's wine come on my face.
All on you while you're taking out the garbage.
So disgusting.
In this particular example, there actually is not a lot of embellishment on reality with my wife's account. I will attest to that. It was pretty spot on. I was there as a witness, as a rational witness who oftentimes does not embellish. I totally will vouch for her response with what happened. That is so true.
My heel got stuck right in my pants.
All of that.
I just went fucking down. I had my phone in one hand. I'm like grabbing for the other person. I just went fucking down. And I remember being like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because I was like trying to like steady myself. And I knew the noises were coming out of my mouth and I couldn't even stop it.
Too late. Yeah.
I just had to bring back up on my weight. What?
I'm sorry. This story is better than any other story.
I mean, I have fallen in the reflecting pool at the Lincoln Memorial.
You've been humped by a dolphin.
Yes.
This by far.
This was the worst one.
I don't know if because it's Dan's commentary adding to it. It's like.
I was just so mortified. I mean, I have never been so. And oh, I was like, my ringer went off. Like, there were so. I slammed the door. Like,
oh my
and
God.
I was like, I don't want anyone to think I'm rude. Like, I like totally had a melt. I was like, I felt so bad. And then we get to this amazing bar that I love, St. Mary. Be a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they're thinking.
And we're sitting there. And what was crazy, because it all happened so fast, we're sitting there and I looked at Dan and I go, I'm not joking. I can literally feel the adrenaline coming down.
Oh, my God.
And the pain
coming. Oh, man.
I have been in excruciating amounts of pain all day.
You're over 40 now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Or you are 40
I am feeling the pain
today.
Same. Yeah. So.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
So I really made a great first impression as the principal's wife.
I can't wait until Monday. Can you report back next week?
Sure. Yeah.
When you come in on Monday and the kids are like, dude.
Did anyone text you today?
Not yet. No.
Oh, thank God.
I think St. Patrick's Day weekend helped.
Oh, yeah. That's
to
true.
To deflect
the
some
holiday.
Of that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I heard a few people like as it was happening. And I remember when I was walking out because you had some staff that was sitting right there. And they were like, oh, is she okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And I very clearly remember hearing like, is she? Okay. Like they went to try to maybe assist. And then when I went down, I shot up and I fucking ran. I ran faster than I've ever run in my life to get out of there. And then slammed the door shut.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of this girl's song.
Oh, this is the best thing ever.
So,
oh man,
Dan was a principal at that school.
My face actually hurts from laughing. Like, this is amazing. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're okay. Sorry if you have some.
It's
bruising.
A great story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, thank you, Dan.
I'm happy to be here to validate everything that was said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can report back on the response.
Please do. Yeah. Also, you get your hands on that video.
I'll send it along.
I think you know what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I was at work today and I was doing someone's hair and I go, my neck hurts. And I literally just moved my neck and it went crack, like so loud. My client's like, I heard that. And I was
oh my God,
I fell down some stairs yesterday.
Stone cold sober.
In front of Dan's. Oh, and do you know who was there? And I was so excited to talk to her. Michelle, our Botox girl.
Oh no, you did it in front of Michelle.
She didn't see it.
Oh, she didn't. Oh, good.
No, she was not on the balcony.
She was like two rows.
She probably heard your ring.
Yeah, she heard it.
She definitely heard your ring
and the slam.
And maybe
she
the
probably
slam.
Saw you tumble down the stairs.
Oh yeah. My God. So, but she was, and I was so looking forward to talking to her. We left right after that. He
we
came
did.
Out in the
we
hall.
We didn't come back in.
And yeah, he goes, no. There's a way to go up the stairs. I go, no, we're good. We're leaving. I want a drink. Let's go.
Oh my God. That's yikes.
Yeah.
And then I felt validated to buy my $20 caviar sandwich because I just had a really awful experience.
You earned it.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. You did. Good for you.
So.
Well, thanks for the invite, ladies.
Oh, my God. You're welcome.
This is great.
Do we need a beverage or are we good? Because that's my role here.
I don't need anything.
I know my role.
Thank you. Good. Ooh, I see you're using that lift chair to help you up.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm embracing my 40s.
All right. Just turn the microphone off, honey.
Thanks,
you.
Dan.
Sure. Love you.
I love you, too. Just felt right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is the funniest fucking thing ever.
So this is why I can't be in politics.
This is why you shouldn't be on anything other than a first floor.
Yeah.
Like this goes deeper than politics, Faith. I love you though. Man, there's so much action on your street today.
Next house is going to be a ranch.
It's too tricky. Yeah. It's too tricky.
I'm going to be like that lady that one day like falls when I'm older. Hmm. And instead of like getting help, my kids are just going to watch the video and laugh.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a terrible fall.
Oof.
Yeah.
But also hilarious.
Anyways, do you have a wait what?
I don't know. My whole life is a wait what right now.
It
so
is. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say no.
Well, let's talk about what we're watching.
Oh,
because we got a lot of good stuff of what we're watching. You finished Traitors.
I did.
Did I give away season one?
No, you did not.
Yeah, I was like, there is no
yeah
way.
I totally thought Kate Chastain was gonna win.
I had a feeling you thought
spoiler
that.
Spoiler alert.
She does not win the whole thing of season one.
Also, spoiler alert.
Well, that's a spoiler, but we're not telling you who won. We're just telling you who did it.
Sure.
But yeah. I think if you watch the show, you know she's not making it far. Every day is like,
I thought she would.
No. She was the human shield.
Oh, my God.
It was so great. She's like, I am being held here against my wishes.
Oh, my God.
Near the end of it, you just are like,
you love
hate her.
Yeah.
But then she becomes iconic. And you're like,
I
love you.
And then I'm like, I want you to win the whole thing.
I know. And then, you want redemption.
Yeah.
But when you were like, I think I know how it ends, I'm like, you absolutely do not. There is no way I've ever told you that.
Oh, man. I have not seen the reunion yet.
Oh, the reunion's good. That's a good one to watch because they do air out a lot of that stuff.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. I'm really mad because I know you found out who won season two.
Oh, I'm so
and it makes
upset.
Me really mad for you.
Yeah.
Because season two is better than season one. Like, they kind of work out some of the kinks, and it is so much better. And they don't have real people in there anymore, just celebrities.
Oh, I like the real people.
I know, but it does work. It does work. Okay. And they bring MTV people in, which I love. I loved season two. And season three, I'm interested because I know they signed Lala and Dorinda.
Mm-hmm.
And for what this show is, you could not already start off with two better people.
Oh, my God. For real.
Yeah.
So good.
So, okay, here's the ultimate question. This is no spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. If you were to go on the show, would you be a faithful or a traitor?
That was an interesting Alan Cumming imitation.
Isn't he amazing, by
the
way?
First of all, you can't pick.
I know, but it, like, if you could.
I love him so
much.
I don't know. And I'll tell you why. I feel like I would, like, I was cringy about the traitors.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think I could lie that much.
Right. Right. It's hard.
Especially like as you develop like friendships and stuff with these people.
Right. Right.
So I feel like I would want to be a faithful.
I could only be a faithful.
Oh, you would be the worst traitor. Oh, my God. No offense, but your lying skills are not great.
No, it would be terrible.
It would take one martini and you'd be fucking telling the whole house. Again, I love you. No offense.
I could never be a traitor. I actually shouldn't be on this show at all. Season two is so good. And one of my favorite parts about season two, you really should still watch it, even though you know.
Okay.
Because it is such phenomenal television.
Ooh.
And it's so good. And it's so, I love season two, but it's so good that Alan comes out of character many times because he cannot control his reactions to what is happening. And when Alan breaks character, Dan fucking loses.
Oh, my God.
But one, I will tell you this. This is a spoiler, but it's not like a bad one. They have one of the contestants is this guy, John, and he's from English Parliament. And he is so, like, it's really extreme opposite personalities, but all really well-educated, like, well-spoken people. So it's like Phaedra, who's like a lawyer. And then you have John, who worked for English Parliament. And then you have like Dan, who was like on Big Brother, and he's really well-spoken. Like, the conversations when they – the reasons why I like season two better are for two reasons. Everybody that went to season two watched season one and they brought in celebrities and they took all the emotion and personal out of it. Ooh. They were like, this is a fucking game and we know this is a game and we're shaking hands and we realize this is a game. But when we leave here, don't take it personally.
Right.
Because now we know it's a game.
Yeah.
So like, we're just telling you, like, game on.
Yeah.
So these people come to play. And the like, they're like, if we're a traitor, we're a fucking traitor. Get over it. Like, yeah. No hurt feelings. We are coming in with a goal. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, the round tables of season two, I'm like, they should study this in like Harvard or something of like how to handle human confrontation.
Oh, my God.
Because it is phenomenal television.
Really?
Yes. You should seriously watch season two.
Okay. All right.
Because it is still that good. Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend it.
Okay.
Also, we have to talk about something off air I just thought of. Oh. We'll talk about it off air because I don't want a spoiler alert.
Okay.
I just thought of something.
Okay.
But anyways, there's still actually maybe a surprise for you in season two is okay. What I'm realizing. I also watched Bet It All on Blonde, which is Erica Jane's show.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's so good. And I really liked Erica Jane in Beverly Hills this season, even though I know that's not like popular opinion. But Bet It All on Blonde is I did not know. I have to preface this. I know Larry did. I did not watch The Housewife and The Hustler.
Oh,
the documentary on Hulu. There was a part one and a part two.
Ooh, sadly, I can't remember if I did.
Well, I didn't watch that, but I know in part two, Erica's actually in it and she meets with the victim. So I'd like to watch it. I just haven't yet.
Really?
Bet It All on Blonde is like technically about Erica bringing her residency at like and going to Vegas and like the making of it. Mm-hmm. But it's the first time you really see what everything with Tom is doing to Erica.
Ooh.
You see the strain it has on her. You really get to experience like what she's going through, and it's the mm-hmm. first time I've seen Erica really vulnerable.
Wow.
And it's very good, and it's just two episodes, so yeah. It's easy to watch.
Oh,
but I highly recommend it. Was very good.
Okay.
And you see like her breakdown, and mm-hmm. you see like you really see raw Erica.
Yeah.
And I really liked it a lot, so
okay,
highly recommend.
What is it on?
That's on Peacock.
Okay.
And lastly, because I know we'll talk about Bravo and Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
There is a book that I read called Apples Never Fall.
Mm-hmm.
Very good book. Leanne something. It's a very good book. Apples Never Fall. They just turned it into a show. And it's on Peacock.
Oh, no way.
And Annette Bening is the mom.
Wow.
And it's so good. And like,
oh, that's why it's familiar. I think I saw a preview for it during watching
like,
Traitors.
Yes. And I don't want to mess up the name. Hold
on. Okay. Hold on. Oh, this should be fun dead air for everybody.
I have it pulled up because I just looked at it. Nope, it's not there.
The cast? Is that what you're looking
at? I have the cast right here. Okay. So Annette Bening is the main character. Sam Neill is the dad. Jake Lacey, who's on from like The Office, is one of the brothers. And Allison, where is she? Allison Brie.
Oh, I loved her.
Dave Franco's wife is another one of the siblings. Like, it's an all-star cast.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a murder mystery. They've turned it into a miniseries. It's mm-hmm. on Peacock. And that book is one of my favorite books. So highly recommend. Leanne okay. Moriarty. Sorry, just remember.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, that's who wrote the book.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So highly recommend sure. if you've read the book.
I don't.
Love is Blind.
Oh, okay. Okay, Love is Blind.
So
the reunion has aired.
First of all, let's talk about how Sarah Ann came as me from high school.
So Jared Freed said it best when he's like, she came in with like her prom updo, and Faith said it best when she's like, this is a lot of body glitter, even for me.
Yeah.
And that was a lot.
But I'm looking at her and I'm like, God, why is this so familiar to me?
It was bad.
So I go, that's exactly the amount of body glitter and the exact hairstyle I had from my prom. And I then went and found my prom picture just to prove to everybody
she was not wrong,
that that was my exact hair from my prom.
I really appreciated it.
And I pulled up the pictures from my prom so everyone could see that I really was Sarah Ann at my prom.
I mean, I love how you're showing me. I'm sorry. Who is the gentleman next to you?
I do not want to out him.
That hair?
It was 2000. This was my other prom date.
Oh, wow. The frosted tips. His tips match your eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I wish you could see from this Kodak Fun Saver, which you kind of can, how much glitter is on my chest.
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit. Okay.
I wish you could see, because when Sarah Ann showed up, I said, that is actually what I looked like at my high school prom.
I'm trying to find these
and
memes.
Then I brought the receipts so that everyone Ooh. Knew. No, like that. I'm that oh, really is what that, I looked like.
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
But anyways, so I don't know where to start with the Love Is Blind reunion, other than after doing some digging, it's discovered that Chelsea and Jimmy are not dating. But that was because we had to do our own research, because they didn't tell us that
Chelsea and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Megan Fox and the Thumb.
Yeah.
Tell me Jimmy doesn't look like a thumb.
He does.
Yeah. Human thumb.
Yeah.
Also, I don't give a shit about every other fucking couple.
I completely forgot about the ballerina and the other guy.
Oh my God. I actually was just talking about them right before, and I said,
oh, really?
I wonder if they ended up staying together after they didn't live together for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So good to know they're together. But like, I did not need like the whole flashback and like to hear this whole thing. And I don't know. I just thought it was like, I didn't need all of that. Like, I yeah. understand Vanessa Minnillo can't do her job. So just bring in one couple oh, wow. to help them out. But like to bring all, like, I don't know. And then like to go into all of their backgrounds and what they're doing. Like, I didn't need that.
No, yeah. No, it was ridiculous. And I will say that Micah seems really... like something happened there, right? She looks completely different.
She looks super skinny.
Yeah.
Super skinny. And she may have had some like fillers or Botox or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah, but she is very, 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 very skinny, which does change your face.
Yes. Okay.
As I've heard.
I thought they were going to say that Micah and
Johnny.
Yeah, that was his name. Thank you.
We're dating.
Yeah. But now they're going on a perfect, different thing.
Perfect match with Jess.
Okay, so is that where Jess finds her boyfriend?
Harry Jowsey?
Yeah.
Probably.
I love that you know all of these names.
I like, love,
I can
I
barely
love Harry
remember.
Jowsey.
Okay.
I got right. real invested this season.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I would assume so. All right. I love Perfect Match, so I'm actually really excited for that to come back.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, my God, with Joey Sasso?
Oh, no, I have never seen it.
It's excellent. I loved that show.
Hmm.
Yeah. So season 2 is coming out and some of the cast is coming back. Okay. But if we want to talk about the reunion.
Yeah.
Like Trevor got physically like at one point it looks like he's been scalped. I'm not sure what's happening with his forehead situation. But they re-pulled out his hair plugs verbally at this reunion.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa.
Although, what are you doing, Trevor? And again, Jared Freed makes a good point. Like, all of us were like, oh, poor Jess, poor Trevor. And then let's actually take a look at these people, though.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Trevor, gross.
Yeah.
That and was... who shared those text messages?
Obviously, his ex.
Right?
She's the only one that had them.
Oh, are they not together anymore?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not together.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I don't know anybody's relationship status after that reunion. Jesus. Ridiculous.
I felt bad for Clay.
I did too, but also get it together, man.
Yeah, but I love AD.
Yeah.
I still love AD.
Yeah.
I can't believe she went on 2 dates with Matthew.
No, that's when I lost respect for AD.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What? So you watched the show and then you still went out with him?
Eesh.
Yikes. No. That guy was a friggin' weirdo.
He has bodies buried in his backyard.
He definitely does.
Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that whole thing was just boring. I did not like that reunion at all.
No, and Laura was not even, she was in Germany or something.
Yeah, Sarah Ann annoyed the living fuck out of me.
Jeremy and his face annoyed the living F out of me.
Can we talk about how Hillary Duff's husband had a vasectomy?
Oh my God. The best part of Love is Blind this season is that.
Oh my God. Matthew Coma, who's Hillary Duff's husband, had a vasectomy when he was all high on Valium, decided to binge watch Love is Blind and then drunkenly or high or whatever it is when you're on Valium, message all of the cast.
Oh my God.
And the best one is absolutely what he sent Jeremy.
Oh my God.
He's like, you did it wrong, dude. And why do you spell your name wrong? Dude, you spelled your name wrong. It was like.
Oh my God. It was so funny. How do you spell his name?
Matthew Coma, K-O-M-A.
Oh, that's not at all what I did. Okay. Wow. K-O-M-A. His stuff was so friggin' funny. Like, I can't even.
Oh my gosh. It really was. So that was pretty epic. That made me very happy. Did you find him?
Yeah, but I can't find his.
I think it was like in his stories.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah. But it was amazing. And that was, yeah.
Oh my God. It was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. And then I loved how Vanessa at the end, of course, made it about herself and talked about how she's been with Nick for 18 years. And like, she's like, you know, we have been there. We understand. We have kids. I'm like, nobody asked you.
Nobody cares.
Literally nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know why they still have a job.
I will never understand it. Also, why didn't Cameron and
Lauren come? The only couple I wanted to see.
Although I do love Brittany. Or I'm sorry, Tiffany and Brett.
Oh, I like Brittany and Kenneth's friendship. Brittany, the principal.
No, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. He got up and walked away from you and would barely look at you because he was on your phone, but you guys are going to talk every day?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know. It was like such a weird ending and such a weird reunion.
I feel like they did not spend any time with Brittany and Kenneth.
They barely talked about anybody because they spent so much time on the old couples.
Yeah. Also, I don't care about Chelsea and Kwame anymore.
As soon as Kwame started talking and I heard his voice, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm over it.
We did some traveling. I can't even do it. It's the worst. I can't stand him.
Really? I don't think I realized how much you hated him. Jeez. Okay.
I just love Chelsea.
Yeah, she's great. And she's got a new job with Love is Blind.
I know, which I love. Mm-hmm.
Gianna was there. I couldn't remember. Giannina, whatever her name is. I don't even know. I was like, I don't know who that girl is.
And then
until
she's
she
like,
said, I look a lot different.
And then she goes, I'm here with my life partner.
I was very, and the father of my baby. I'm like, okay, but what happened with the other guy?
Yeah.
I don't care about this nerd.
Damien's on Perfect Match, you find out. Season one.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it was also weird. I didn't appreciate any of that.
No.
I thought it was weird. Sarah Ann was annoying. Jeremy is weird. I just was like, when it was done, I was like, I don't like any of you.
Yeah.
Except AD, a little bit Clay. Mainly their moms. Why weren't their moms there?
I would have liked to.
I would have rather had their moms in the audience.
Yeah.
Especially Jeremy's mom. I'd like to know what she thought of it.
Oh, God. She was probably so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because he's embarrassing. Whatever.
Well, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to tell you, I watched a movie.
Oh.
Damsel on Netflix.
Oh, really? Oh, why are you looking at me like that?
It is so good.
Really?
It's Millie Bobby Brown. And
too many names
from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
11 from Stranger Things. I love Millie Bobby Brown. She's married to, or she's engaged to John Bon Jovi's son.
Oh
yeah. Hmm. So she, this whole story is like, essentially, I don't want to give anything away, but it's called Damsel.
I literally know every time you say, I don't want to give anything away, you're about to give everything away.
The premise of it is that you are this damsel in distress and you're waiting to find your prince, and like it's supposed to be this amazing fairy tale, and they live in this fairy tale land, and the whole premise is sometimes the damsels just have to save themselves.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel a little attacked right now.
I meant it in a good way, not aggressive. That was meant to be assertive and not abrupt and aggressive.
Right, right.
But it's really a great message. Aww. It's a really good movie. It's like Game of Thrones meets Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
Because there are dragons involved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, all
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So that I don't think I spoiled anything.
No,
I was very careful.
I mean, now I know that there are dragons in it that basically ruined everything. Yeah. But, but yeah, okay, whatever.
But it's great. It's great.
It's fine.
I highly recommend. Okay, Bravo rundown. Summer House, Beverly Hills. Everything's such a snore except Summer House. Right
Summer
now.
House is so good.
So good.
Oh my god! Like I can't even handle it. West and Sierra, I'm here for all of it.
I want to know in real life if they're still together.
Can Andy? Can Larry tell us?
Larry, are they still together?
Yeah,
I'm obsessed.
Somebody find
with that.
Out because I will stop watching now if they aren't. Like I am obsessed with all of this. The demise of Lindsay and Carl. Whoa. I didn't realize I would be so invested.
Whoa.
She's cuckoo.
Her and Chelsea God, from yeah. Love is Blind, they yeah. could start a whole gaslighting.
The whole thing about Lindsay. Okay, so here's my thing with this is, you know, you get drunk and you say stupid shit sometimes, right? Usually the next day, you're like, I am so sorry.
Yeah, you wake up with anxiety yes. of what you did.
Yeah. Not Lindsay. Lindsay's no. like doubling down on everything. She's yeah. like, why did you say, yes, I'm sober right now? Why didn't you say, yes, I'm sober? Why right now? What happened right now? I'm like, what is happening? She is insane.
She is next level insane.
Like, dude, 1000% I can now understand this.
Yeah.
And we're only two episodes in.
Yeah. And that's what's happening in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God only knows what happens behind closed doors.
Oh, my God. The way that she even talked to Amanda. Like,
I know.
First of all, he is not judging you for drinking. He's judging you based on how you're behaving when you're drinking. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Two different things. Yeah. And this is what's so infuriating to me is that she is turning this into him having a problem. And it's like, what? No.
Yeah.
How dare you accuse someone in recovery
yeah.
of doing that shit?
100%.
Oh my God. No.
It's beyond inappropriate.
Beyond, like, if I were Carl, after the first time she did it, I would have been like, this is a big red flag.
I still don't. I mean, maybe I'll change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when they explain themselves, maybe I'll change my mind. I still don't think it was right for him to have cameras there the moment they broke up to have that viewed.
That I agree.
That is an intimate moment. They could have made a decision as a couple that once they've broken up to let the cameras back in so they could tell their sides of the story.
Right.
But the actual moment he called it off, I still don't think cameras should have been there. But that it is no surprise that he called it off.
You know what, though? I have to say, I can understand why he did that. Because one, Lindsay is in PR. She knows exactly how she would spin this story.
Well, that's what
to make
else
herself
said.
The victim.
They said actually maybe he did it so that everyone could see exactly what happened, so it
yeah.
he wouldn't be turned into a villain.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened. But the minute they started airing these Summer House episodes, automatically we're like, oh, now we understand it. And also, this is typical Lindsay to make herself the victim of everything.
Yeah, 100%.
So I can understand why he would do that. Also, keep in mind that the way she acted towards him during the summer when they were still like together and making wedding plans. And he even said in the last thing, like, the camera wasn't in the car when this happened, but this is what happened. Like, he probably felt like that was the only way that he could do this and people to understand like his part of it, because otherwise no one would believe him.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see
that. I don't think it's right.
Right.
But
he may have felt like that was the only thing he could do to save himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that.
And I mean, when it's your reputation and he doesn't have a job and he's trying to find one, I can understand why you would do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't. Yeah. It's weird.
And just like the way that she completely dismissed him about, like, even when he was talking about what he wanted to do next and all this stuff, like, yeah. I don't know. Even if she felt like that was a terrible idea, like, he's still your partner. Like,
and he's still also very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And very sensitive.
Yeah.
He's trying.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Ugh, I understand, man. She's a very driven person. And sometimes I can be a little like that. Like, I can be like, I don't have time to listen to things I don't need to listen to. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes Dan will tell me things. I'm like, just do it then. Like, just do it then. Mm. Like, I don't have time. So sometimes I'm like, in that like, I think that mixed with everything else in her personality.
Correct.
Makes everything very, very aggressive on her end of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, she could have valid feelings about that. Like, okay, you're almost 40. Mm-hmm. Get it together. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe not do ideas that are not the greatest. Like, I can understand that. I can see that side of it. But, like, her reaction is what is ruining all of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad. I love Paige. Ugh,
she is great.
I love Paige.
Yeah, she is great.
I don't like this new one, this tall one.
Oh, Jesse Solomon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Uh-uh.
I can't figure him out. But same. West is everything.
He's the best new addition to any Bravo show.
And I'm just going to say this now. I would really like to petition to have Hannah back.
Really?
I miss her, and I miss her in this arena, and I think she would bring a lot to the show.
Hmm. Okay. That's fair.
And I think Hannah's been through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Hannah went through a bad season. She just had a bad season. I wish she would get a second chance.
Yeah.
Because before that season, I liked her.
Right.
Mm. She was going through something. She was being really weird. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. That's fair.
Are you watching or reading anything else?
I don't know. What am I watching? Oh, I'm continuing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I do really like it.
I watched the first episode. I didn't get hooked, but I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah. I just really like them together. Like,
I really like them.
Yeah.
I do really like them.
Agreed.
I'm trying to think. I read Mile High. Oh, I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped reading for a hot minute. I didn't read this week.
I'm reading like four different books right now, and they're all like a quarter read. So I need to just focus on one thing.
Yeah. Oh, I bought Kennedy a book that I shouldn't have, which I didn't know.
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah. So I bought her this book. I was like, she wants to read a little more. Mm-hmm. So I looked up, we were at the bookstore, and I looked up like most popular YA books out right now. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was this book, Icebreaker. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I buy it thinking like, okay, and it's a hockey player. It shows a hockey player, a boy hockey player and a girl. And I was like, cool. This looks like something she'd like. It's like cartoony. It kind of looks like To All the Boys I've Loved Before type cover.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, okay, cool. Like, okay. I don't know. It's a teen romance book. I'm thinking like Sweet Valley High. I don't know. So I bring it home and Kennedy looks at the cover and she goes, why would you buy me that? I go, what are you talking about? She's like, Mom, this book is so inappropriate. And I go, what do you mean? How would you know that? And she's like, Mom, it's so inappropriate. She goes, turn it to page 156.
Oh, my God.
I go, first of all, how do you know that? She's like, it is all over TikTok. This is a smut book. I can't believe you bought it for me. I go, it's a YA book. It's in YA. That is young. Like,
it is?
Yes. Oh. Yes. And I go, there's no way this is a smut book.
Oh my God.
Just talk for 1 minute because I have to find the page and I have to read it on here.
Also, do you still have it? Because I would love to read it.
Ooh. Oh, literally, it's Googled Icebreaker page 136. Like literally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's blurry. I can't read that. 40. Here we go.
You need my readers.
So I just, oh my God, there's a,
OK, get it together. What is happening?
Well, there's just a part where they talk about. So the part, the sentence I saw in that quick excerpt when Kennedy said, "Why did you buy me this book?" Mm-hmm. It says, "Just looking at him makes my pussy drip wet with desire."
What the hell?
"And while I'm in class thinking about him, my finger reaches down to softly caress my clit."
In while she's in class?
Yeah, this is the book I bought for my kid.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Heather at Merit Badge Books does not have this book.
Yes,
in
she
the
does.
Not in the YA section.
I was like,
she has the book, not in the YA section, though.
Yeah, it's in the YA section at Barnes & Noble, I would just like to say.
Ugh.
This is why we should only shop at Merit
Badge would
Books.
Never happen in your local bookstore.
So anyways, I bought that book for Ken. So she's reading. By the way, she's almost done with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is great. This is great.
Mm. So if you want a really inappropriate book for your child, I got one for you.
Great. I would love to read it.
Smut book
done.
For you.
Yeah.
Mile High. And I'm going to.
Oh, really?
I'm going to send it back with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Amanda Hyde told me about it. And I was like, and I'm like, I don't really like romance books. And she's like, just read this. You and your husband will thank me.
Ooh.
And I read it and I was like, I'm sorry. Have you just opened me up to a new genre? And then I will not. This was not Amanda. This was not Amanda. Another one of my friends I recommended it to. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm not saying names. I swear on my children's life, this was not Amanda. I recommended it to someone else. And she sent me a message and she's like, my husband, I had the best sex last night and I made him call me Stevie and I called him Zayden. Because that's their names.
Oh,
like they role
my
played
God.
The book.
This is hilarious.
That's how phenomenal this book is.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I'll send it home with you.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, cash money. I know a good stress reliever. but anyways, yeah.
I don't think I have anything else.
Yeah, that's okay. It's been an extra long podcast.
It has been. I've been here for a very long time.
I know. It's okay. I'm selfishly really happy. So.
I know. It has been really nice.
All right, guys. Well, really thanks for listening. Make sure you like, follow. Please don't tell St. Neri about our review.
No, please don't.
Because I really want to go back.
Uh-huh. She going back by herself.
With like sunglasses and like a hood.
You're going to look like a traitor.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'd probably fit with the vibe there.
Yeah, really. Smoking a cig.
Smoking a cig in the corner. Don't mind me. Just light these curtains on fire.
Let me ash on this Jaguar. Friggin' whatever.
Carpet.
Leopard?
Carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it leopard? I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll find out when I take you.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
Bye, okay. Guys.
Bye.